Today's daf is Erev in Daf Lamed Hey. We are at the Mishnah, 15 lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Dalet Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sara Aliza and Ovadia ben Miriam Leah. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas Avram ben Yibadol Chaim Toivim Reb Moshe Chaim. So the topic of the last two dafin was the halacha of Hu b'makom echad ve'eruvay b'makom acher. The context is a ruve techumen. The halacha is a person is not allowed to go more than alpayim amma beyond his tchum on Shabbos, unless he makes an erev techumen. What's an erev techumen? He sets up a mazon shtei sudais, or there are other ways he could do it as well. But the point is, you plant an erev, and what halacha views now is that the makom of the Erev is now the makom shvisa. As a result, the person doesn't have alpayim amma from where he really lives, but rather he has alpayim amma for his Erev. The Mishnah said that in order for an Erev to work, you need that the Erev should be in the same place that you were being koina shvisa for Shabbos. So if you decide that you want your makom of shvisa to be in a certain place, you can't put your Erev someplace else. It's important that you, your Makim Shvisa, and the Erev, be b'makom echad. And the Mishnah, and the Braisa, Rebbe, Chachamim, some real intense stuff in Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, Lamed Gimel, Lamed Dalet, discussed halacha is what would be if a person puts his Erev within Dalet Amos from where he is, meaning it's technically b'makom echad. However, his Makim Shvisa was a Rishos HaRabim, and the Erev was in a place that halachically is treated like a Rishos HaYachid. What would be if he's in a Rishos HaRabim, and the Erev is in a Carmelist? So we had a whole bunch of different halachas as it relates to how that would impact the din of who b'makom echad, the Eruv. Either way, the Mishnah now is going to continue on that theme. May inyan le'inyan ba'isa inyan. Zok the Mishnah, nos noy b'migdal. If somebody put an Erev inside a closet, he locked the closet, va'avad ha'mafteach, and then he lost the key. Hareza Erev. The halach is, even though you lost the key, it's still going to be considered an Erev. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, the great Tanna Rabbi Eliezer said, Eino yodea shamavtech b'mkoyma, in the event that you lost your key, meaning you don't know where it is, Eino Erev, it's not going to be an Erev. So we have a machloikis between the Tanakama, the Chachamim, and Rabbi Eliezer. If somebody put an Erev inside a closet, he locked the closet, and then he lost the key, is it going to be okay, or is it not going to be okay? Now Rashi says, Hocha b'mayaskinon, where this is all in a Rishos Sayachid, meaning we're not dealing with the issues that we dealt with in the previous sukkahs, where he's in a Rishos Sayachid, or he's in a Rishos Arabim, and the Erev is in a different type of Rishos. It's all one big happy Rishos. The issue is something else. The issue is he has no way of accessing the Erev. Why? Because it's under lock and key, and he lost the key. The question is that enough for it to be Hu b'makom echad, the Eruvay b'makom acher, or is it not? And at first glance, it would seem to be a very straightforward machloikis. The Chachamim said, "Nos ne bebignol va'avad amafteach hareze erev." It's considered who the eruvay b'makom echad. Rabbi Eliezer argues, "And ainu yedeish amafteach b'mkomi ainu erev," because he views it as being who b'makom echad the eruvay b'makom echad. But the Gemara says, at first glance, how do you understand the Chachamim shita v'amai who b'makom echad the eruvay b'makom echad? Who at the end of the day, even though he and the erev are in the same rishos, but he has no way of accessing it. Meaning, what's the aside of Huba Makim Echad Ve'erubi B'makim Acher? It's not a chayk. It's not a gzeres hakasav. It's not a milsa b'loy taima. It's not one of the chukei ha-Torah. It's a practical thing. If you want to have an Erev, you at the very least have to be able to access the Erev. So what difference does it make if the reason I can't access the Erev is because I'm in a Rishos HaRabim and the Erev is in a Rishos HaYachid, or the reason I can't access the Erev is simply because I lost the key? At the end of the day, Hu b'makom echad, ve'eruv b'makom acher, and the Gemara from here until the Mishnah Daf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph is going to discuss this question, and what's going to emerge is three mahalchim in the Amoron, how to explain the sheet of the Chachamim. Why is it that if you put the Erev in a closet, you locked the closet, you lost the key, hareza erev, you would think this should qualify as a textbook example of who b'makom echad, the eruve b'makom echad. Says the Gemara, the first mahalach, Rabbi Shmuel Dami Chavai, Rabbi Shmuel both said, hacha b'mikdash alavein maskinon. We're talking about a closet that was made of bricks. For a mayor, here we're going according to a mayor, the Amar, who said, poiches l'katchilo, that you're allowed to break a closet like that on Shabbos, v'noitel, and take whatever's inside of it. Who is this Rav Meir? Now we learned in the Mishnah, and this is a Mishnah Mesechtes Beyer, because as we're going to see in a moment, this Mishnah is actually discussing not Hilchis Shabbos, but rather Hilchis Yontif. So Beyer is Mesechtes Shabbos, albeit from the context of Yontif. And we learned in the Mishnah, Bayish Emileo Peiros. If somebody had a house that was filled with Peiros, Sosom, if it was closed in the beginning of Yontif and Nifchas, and then it was breached, Noitel Mimakam Apchas, the halach is that on Yontif you're allowed to take the Peiros that are inside this Bayis. What's the Chiddush? Rashi and Tosfos discuss, the Chiddush is Muktza. You would have thought that maybe being that this Bayis was sealed in the beginning of Yontif, so you were Mekatza, all those Peiros from your mind because you didn't think you were going to have these Peiros. So based on that, it should be Muktza. The halacha should be, you should not be able to eat these Peiros on Yontif. That's the Chiddush, that the halacha is, you're allowed to take it. Rav Meir said even a bigger Chiddush. He said, Poiches v'noito lekatchila. Not only if it was sasum v'nifchas, memela is the halacha, you're allowed to take the Peiros. But you could actually go, you could demolish this, and it's going to be okay. So what do you see from here? There's a concept that Rav Meir allows you to demolish a bias, or he allows you to demolish a closet. Now, the Gemara over there says that this closet that Rav Meir said you're allowed to demolish is a closet that was made of bricks. But the bottom line is a sheet that's Rav Meir, that you could do it. So if you're allowed to do so it's not a kasha. Nosne b'migdol, you lost the mafteach. Why it's hareza erev? What was the kasha? Who b'makim achaveh? Ruv b'makim acher? The kasha is predicated on a fact. A fact that I have no way of getting the erev. It's a mistake. I do have a way of getting the erev. You know what I could do? I could break the closet. If I break the closet, I'm going to get my erev. Fate the Gemara of Amar Rav Nachman Bar Ado, Amar Rav Shmuel. But didn't Rav Nachman Bar Ado in the Gemara Masechtas Beya say in the name of Shmuel, Bavir to Livni, that even though Rav Meir said that you're allowed to break this closet, it didn't mean you could just walk around and stop destroying things on Yontif. There's something called Seiser. He was talking specifically about a bias that was made of bricks, and there was avira between the rows of bricks, as opposed to cement. There was no cement there. And being there was no cement, that's why he allowed you to do it. So the Gemara says, so how could you shtel that through to our Mishnah? So to Gemara, Hachanami, Bavira Delivni. We're making an Akimta in the Mishnah. Rav and Shmuel, we're making an Akimta. Hacha ben Migdal Shalavena Maskinim. Okay, so just add on a little more to the Akimta. We're talking about a Migdal that was made of Levenim, Bavira Delivni. And there was no cement, being that there was no cement. We're going according to Rav Meir. Oh, and by the way, Stam Mishnah's Rav Meir anyways. So that's why this would be okay. Freit the Gemara of Amar Rav Zera, B'yantif Amru. Didn't Rav Zera say that even Rav Meir only allowed it on Yontif? It's a Mishnah Masechtes Beya. Avaloi, we didn't have this Mishnah Masechtes Shabbos because it's a din dafki in Yontif. But Shabbos, it doesn't work. So the Gemara says, Hachanavi B'yantif. Maybe this Mishnah is discussing Yontif because as we've seen already, and we're going to see in the course of the week, that the laws of Eruvei Tchumen are not only Negeya Shabbos, they're Negeya Yontif as well. There is a major discussion whether according to the Manda Amar that Tchumen is Dairaisa, we're going to see that Manda Amar later in the Daf, whether it's Dairaisa on Yontif as well. So there may be differences between Tchumen on Shabbos versus Tchumen on Yontif. There's a Shagasariyeh in Turi Evin and Chagiga Daf Yudzayim, and there's a lot of Gishmak Array that hopefully we'll get to this week. But the point is that there is a concept of Tchumen on Yontif, just like there is on Shabbos. So Pashat the Mishnah that said, Nosne b'migdol v'ovad ha-mafteach ha-reza erev is talking about Shabbos. Rav and Shmuel, Damri Travayu, and Derei Kimta, and Echanami will say it's talking about Yontif. But the Gemara says, we're talking about Yontif. I have a kasha from a braisa. So very often the braisa is marchiv on the Mishnah. So this was a braisa that explained the Mishnah a little bit, and the braisa brings a third shita. In our Mishnah, we had two shitas. What happens if you lost the key? The Chachamim said, Hareza Erev. Rabbi Eliezer said, it's not an Erev. The Braisa brings another shitas, Rabbi Eliezer, which is a problem. But the Gemara brings another shitas, Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, in Be'ir Avad, if the person who lost the key lost it in the city, Eruvei Erev. The halacha is, his Erev is still going to be an Erev. In Basada Avad, if he lost it in the field, in Eruvei Erev, then the Erev is not going to be an Erev. We'll see soon in the Gemara, Pshana Rabbi Eliezer, but just for now, the words, as far as the Hesber in this shitas, Rabbi Eliezer is, if it's lost in the city, there's always a hecha timtza in the event that you find the key to bring the key to the migdal where your erev is to be able to open it up. What do you mean? How are you going to carry a key? The teretz is you can take it derech gagoy, chatzeroy v'karfifoy. The Gemara is going to say the Rabbi Eliezer holds like Rab Shimon that echad gagoy, echad chatzeroy, v'echad karfifoy of the second perek fame is all considered one rishus lenin Shabbos. So in the event that you would find the key, it would be an Eitzah. So that's why Rabbi Eliezer holds, if you lost it in the city, where this Gagoy is, this Karfifa is, this Chatzeres, if you lost it in the field, you don't have that. Just practically. There's no gagas, chatzeres, and karfifas. Over there, it's not going to be okay. But for now, we just need one kasha. What's the kasha? The Ibn Yontif. If this whole Mishnah and the Braisa, which explained the Mishnah, is discussing Yontif, Maliir, Malisadeh, and Yontif, you're allowed to carry anyways. So what's the problem? So the Gemara says, you're right. Really, it's talking about Yontif, the Chesure, Machzer, the Hachitai. Nostib, the Migdal, and Abafanav, Vavan, the Maftech, Areza, Eruv. The way Ramach Mul is going to learn the Mishnah is if somebody put his Eruv in a Migdal, he locked it, he lost the key. The Loch is, it's an Eruv. But Medvarim Amurim, Yontif. Avod, the Shabbos, in Eruv, Eruv. It's not going to be considered an Eruv. Nimtza, Maftech. Oh, what happens if you found a Maftech? Bein Be'ir, Bein Besada, in Eruv, Eruv. It doesn't matter, it's still not a good Eruv. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer. This is Rabbi Eliezer, the Braisa. He says, Be'ir, if you found it in the city, Eruv, Eruv. Besada, in Eruv, Eruv. Be'ir, Eruv, Eruv. Like we explained, Kerub Shimon. Dama, Echel, Gagas, Echel, Chatzers, Echel, Karfifas, Rishos, Achas, Hem, Lekeim, Shashav, Sebesoichon. So there's always a way to carry. You can always take what you need to take by jumping from roofs to chatzeres to karfifos, and you'd be able to get it. Besada in a ruveyerev, why kirabanon? Because over there, there's no etzah, and as a result, it's not going to work. The bottom line is the first pshat of the Mishnah. That's a nosne b'migdal. V'avar amafteach hareza eruv. The question is v'amai hu b'makom echad v'ruvei b'makom acher. Rav Ushmuel the Amri Chavayu. We have to make a super kimta. The kimta is this migdal was made of bricks. The bricks had no cement between them. We're going according to Rameir that holds you're allowed to demolish a bias like that on Shabbos. There's a man that says Yontif. Okay, that's fine. On Yontif, add that to the Akimta, and the bottom line is this is how it's going to work. One of the things that emerged, though, in the course of the Gemara was that there's really a third Mishita, because in the Mishnah, we had the Chachamim, and we had Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, then we had a Rabbi Eliezer in the Braisa that said, not so fast. If you lost the Erev in a city, then it could be, it is going to be okay. It's only if it's in a Sod, it's not going to be okay. Rashi, the bottom Rashi in Daf Lamed Aleph Beis says, don't you have a steer in Rabbi Eliezer? Which Shita is Rabbi Eliezer? Is it Ene Ruve Erev? Or maybe Rabbi Eliezer says, no, sometimes yeah, sometimes not. So Rashi says, two pshatim. The more simple pshat is, Trey Tanoiv, I'll leave it to Rabbi Eliezer. Either way, that's the first pshat in the Gemara. Second pshat, that is Rabbi Yosef Tamir Shavai. Rabbi Yosef said a different shot. We're not talking about a migdal that was made of avon, but rather we're talking about a migdal that was made of wood. The marzav our klihu, the machloik is in the Mishnah between the Chacham and Rabbi Eliezer, whether or not if you lost the key, it's going to be considered an erev, is a machloikis that is mentioned in other places in Shas, and that is one man damar holds it's a keli, the ain't binyan bekalim, the ain't stira bekalim, who marsav our oil, who, and the other man damar held that it was an oil. So we know there's a sheet in Shas that holds that there's no binyan vestira bekalim, meaning even though boina and saiser are two of the 39 melachas, but there's no isser to build a keli, and there's no isser to demolish a keli. Says the Gemara, the machlokes was this migdal. Do we view it as a keli or do we view it as an oil? What would it depend on? It would depend on its size. Now, we've seen this already a few times where a keli can become so big where it's machzik, a certain shear, where you would view it as if maybe it's no longer a keli. Maybe you have to view it as an oil. It has nafkaminas, or whether it's makabel tuma. And our sugyas can have nafkaminas, whether it's subject to the laws of baina, or more specifically, soysa. So the Gemara says, we're talking about a migdal that was in this controversial state, meaning where some deherited as being a keli, others deherited as being an oil, and that's the machloikis. If you view it as a keli, that you could just break it. If you can, why? Because ain't stir bekelim. If you can break it, so you can access the eruv. So it's hu ve'eruvah v'makom echad. If you view it as an oil, then you can't break it. Why? Because it's stir. If that's the case, it's ubimakamacher, they ruvim makamacher. So the chachamim hold nosne b'migdal avnavtecha reza erev because they view it as a keli ain't steer b'kelim. Rabbi Eliezer holds him any adesh mavtech from kumi any erev because he views it as in oils. Okti gemaru, is there precedence for this machloikis? Yeah, ubeplukta tani tanoi the tran. We learned in the Mishnah the fourth perik of Masechta Zovin. Hikachagabe shidatevu migdal. So we know that the status of the tuma of a zov is very very unique. Not all tuma was created equally. And one of the most unique parshios of Tumah is the Tumah of a Zav. and a Zava, and a Yeledis, and a Nida. What they have in common is that their Tumah is because of something that came out of their Guf. And their status of Tumah is unique. Metame Mishkov, Umayshov. One of the unique ideas of their Tumah is their Metame Tumas Hesed. Hesed means that if they move something, even if they don't touch it, the halach is that that is going to be tummy. That shouldn't be confused with tumas masa. Masa is if somebody carries them. Masa is when you carry tumma, you now become tummy. So in the case of the zav, if somebody would carry the zav, that person would be tummy. Tumas hesed is where the zav is the one doing the moving, doing the carrying. So he didn't touch, because if he touched, it'd be tumas maga anyways. So we're dealing with tumas hesed. So Mishnah of the Masechta Zav and says, "Hikichagav shi detev migdol." If a zav would bang on a shi detev migdol. So the halacha is tameim. If he moved them, they would be tameim. Rabbi Nechemi, Rabbi Shimon, Mitarim. Rabbi Nechemi, Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's going to be tar. Now, everyone agrees a zav has tumas hesed. So what's this machlokes over here? If a zav moves a shida table migdal, whether it's going to be tameim or not. We're probably talking about a keli that was of a certain size, where you can view it as a keli, you can view it as an oil, and that's probably the machlokes. Do you view it as a keli? If you view it as a keli, it's subject to tumah. Kaili is Mekabal Tumah. Masechtas Kalim is all about that. So it's Mekabal Tumah. So very good. You'd have Tumas Hesed. If you view it as an oil, then it's not going to be Mekabal Tumah. So the same machloikis we have in that Mishnah, Masechtas Zovin, is going to be the machloikis Rebbe Eliezer, the Chachamim here, in Masechtas Erevin. Amar Abaya, but Abaya is of a Tizbra. Is that true? What time? We learned in the Braisa. Oil, Venisa Tomei. If a Zov would move an oil, he would be metame the oil with tumas hesed. Klive eino inesit. If a zav would try to move a keli, but it wouldn't move it, tar. That lachas would be tar. So what do you see from here? That as it relates to tumas hesed, it doesn't matter if it's a keli or an oil. It just matters whether it moved or not. Viktani seifa v'oid. This is like saying v'oid, and not just that. You see it in the seif of that mishnah masechta zavin as well. It says v'mhoyu nisoitin temeim. If they would move, that lachas they would be tame. And it says over there zeaklal kol. Nisid machmas koichi tame machmas ra'ada tar. I mean, not only does it say if it moves its tame, but there's even a rule that we could take with us, and that is that any time a zav move something, machmas koichai, he makes direct contact with something and he moves it, that thing becomes tomei tumas hesed. If it moves machmas ra'ada, meaning he gives a geshrai, or he causes something to move out of fear, so to speak, so then the halach is, it's going to be taught. The bottom line is this, you can't tell me the machlokes in that Mishnah Masechta the Zavin, Hikish Agabi Shita Teva Migdol Tmeim, Reb Nechemi Reb Shimon Mitarin, is we're talking about something that can be viewed as a keli, be viewed as an oil. If it's a keli, it would be tummy. If it's an oil, it wouldn't be tummy. Because when it comes to Tumas Hesed, even an oil is Mekabal Tumah. So if that's the case, that's not the pshat in that Mishnah Masechta the Zavin. It's not a tzushtel to our Mishnah Masechta Zerivin. Elam Rabbayas, Abayas said, as it relates to the Mishnah in Zavin, to Kuli Alme Hesed, Machmas Koichi Tummy. Everybody agrees, like the Zeh Klav. If you would move something, a Zav would, Machmas Koichi would be tummy. Machmas Ra'ada. If you would move something, machmas ra'ada, it would be tahar. And it doesn't matter whether the thing is an oil or the thing is a keli. If he moved it machmas koichoi, even if it's an oil, it would be tame. If he moved it machmas ra'ada, even if it's a keli, it would be tahar. What then is the machloikis over there? If a zav moved a shida teva migdol, Tanakama says tmeim, Rav Nechemi, Rav Shimon say tehoirin. So the Gemara says v'hocha b'ra'ada machmas koyche yaskinan, where the person used his koyach, but the koyach caused the ra'ada, and the ra'ada moved this thing. But the bottom line is, as it relates to our Mishnah, it's not going to help us. Because we wanted to apply the principle of this machlokes to our Mishnah, saying that we have a matziv where sometimes you could have a suffix, whether it's a keli or whether it's an oil. And it would chap an afkemina and hilchas erevin. What does that have to do with erevin? We're not dealing with tumah v'tayra. Yeah, we're trying to figure out if I can demolish this migdal. If I view it as a keli, yeah, because ain't stir b'kelim. If I view it as an oil, then no, because then it's going to be the malacha of saiser. But if that's not the machloikis in Masechta Zavin, so we can't apply it to the Mishnah Masechta's erevin. So again, what's pshat in our Mishnah? So the Gemara says, Abaye v'Ravi, Damri Trevayu, a third pshat, b'minol, v'kater, b'masnas. You know, we're talking about where there was a key, and the key was attached to the closet. Okay. Ubayi sakina lemifsike. And he needed if he would have a knife, he'd be able to cut the rope and you'd be able to get it. Meaning all you had to do was cut a rope and then everything would work itself out. Tanakama sova look rab yoisi. Tanakama holzak rab yoisi the omar mesech the shabbos. Kola kalim ni tolim the shabbos. Chutz mi maser hagod of a yosach machresha. That kalim are not considered mukta. And you can use a keli as long as it's letzairach gufa and mekaimai. You're allowed to use a keli. Yeah, maser hagodol. That's a big saw, yesh machresha, that was something that was used to plow, that you can use. But otherwise, you couldn't use a keli, so you'll take a knife, you'll cut the rope, and now you'll have access to Yerif. Rabbi Eliezer, some of the Krib Nechemia of Mesech the Shabbos fame, the Omer Afilu Talis, Afilu Tarvit, even something as simple as a talis, Tarvit is a spoon, Eini Tolin, Ela Letzarech Tashmishon, even a keli Shemelachto Lehet, Nechemia is the big machmer when it comes to Muktzah. Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda quoted throughout Chas, Rabbi Yehuda holds Muktzah, Rabbi Shimon is Lasley Muktzah, which means he's Mekala Muktzah, but there's also Shittas from Nechemia, who was very, very machmer. And Rabbi Nechemia holds that even something that's a keli Shemelachto Lehet, you're only allowed to use it if it's Letzarech Tashmishai, but you can't use it Shloi Letzarech Tashmishai. So the bottom line is, you have no keli to use to cut this rope, and as a result, you're going to have no way to access it. So according to Abaye V'Rava, what's the Hesber in the Machloikis? The Tanakama holds that you can always cut it, because he holds it's a keli, you need it Letzarech Gufai. It's not going to be a problem. Rabbi Eliezer holds, you're not going to be able to cut it. So just to regroup, so we had a Mishnah. Not slender Mikdal, somebody put an Erev inside a closet, he locked it and he lost the Mafteach. Machloikis, Chachomim, and Rabbi Eliezer. Chachomim said, Areza Erev. Rabbi Eliezer said, it's not going to be an Erev. What's the Hesber in the Machloikis? So we had three Pshatim. We had Rabbi and Shmuel, we had Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, and we had Abaye V'Rava. Rabbi and Shmuel, the Omri Travayu, the Machloikis is where the Migdol was made out of Levanin, where there was no tit. We're talking about Yontif. There's a Shittas Rameir in Masechtas Bey that holds you're allowed to demolish a wall like that. The Chachamim argue. The Chachamim in our Mishnah is Rameir, and Rabbi Eliezer in our Mishnah is those Chachamim in Masechtas Bey. According to the Chachamim in our Mishnah, Rameir, you can break it. It's Uvei Ruvei ben Malkam Echad. According to Rabbi Eliezer in our Mishnah, they hold like the Chachamim Masechtas Bey, you can't break it. So Tzuv B'Makom Echad, Ve'eruv B'Makom Echad. Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef said the Machloikis is something else. The Machloikis is, we were talking about a Migdol that's in this in-between stage, where you can look at it maybe as a Keli, you can look at it maybe as an oil. That was the Machloikis. The Tanakhama looked at it as a Keli. As a result, you can break it. Why would you think you can't break it? Because it's Saiser. In Binyan Vestir V'Kelim. Rabbi Lez looked at it as an oil. As a result, it is a Saiser. You have no way of breaking it. And finally, Abaye V'Ravi Domi Travayu, they both said it's talking about where there was a way to get the inside this Migdal, you'd have to cut a rope. The Machloikis was, can I take a knife and cut a rope? And it's the Machloikis from Nechemya and Rabbi Yosi and Masechta Shabbos, whether I'm allowed to take a butter knife and use it now to cut a rope on Shabbos. Nechemya holds no. Afilu talis, afilu tarvot. Eini ton elo letzarech tashmishon. That's Rabbi Eliezer Shita. So it's Uba Malkamecha, they Ruva Malkamecha. Going to Chacham, it's going to be okay. It's interesting because often you have a Machloikis and Shas between Rav and Shmuel. You have a machloikis between Rabbi and Rav Yosef. You have a machloikis between Abaye V'Rava. Over here, they're all on the same team. Over here, it's Rabbi and Shmuel are saying one pshat, Rabbi and Rav Yosef are saying the other pshat, and Abaye V'Rava are saying the third pshat. It's interesting that the Zugois were the three opinions in this Gemara. Another obvious direction. Today's hashtag no raid. But another very obvious direction you can go with this sugya is that this ties very much into, you know, breaking things on Shabbos. Are you allowed to open up a soda can, a soda bottle? Are you allowed to break a box? So all these halachas tie in very much to this halacha, but not for today. Talk to Mishnah Vayter. And really this next Mishnah and Amid Beis and Aflamid Vav is where Mesechtas Erevin meets Shnai Moichsen, where it meets Pesul and Nissus, and this is going to be a very festive Gemara, where Erevin meets the halachas of Sveikos and Chazakos. Zok the Gemara, Dvarim ma'oimdim berumay sha'oilam mamish, Neskal gulchutz l'tchom. If somebody planted an Erev, and then the Erev rolled, and rolled outside the tchum. So one of the basic halachas of Eruv tchum is that you have to make sure your Erev is within the tchum. It has to be within 2,000 amos of where you are, obviously, because if it's outside your tchum, then it's hu b'makamecha, ve'ruv b'makamecha. It has to be in a place that, at the very least, you can get to on Shabbos. So it would have to be within 2,000 amos. So what would be if it was within the tchum, And then it was Nisgalga, or Nafal Olav Gal, Gal Shalat Samos, a wall fell, and all the bricks landed on top of the Erev. Oy Nisraf, or what would happen if the Erev burnt? Or it was Truma your Erev, which is okay for sure for a Kohen, maybe even for a Yisrael, Machlekes Sumchas and the Chachamim, but then it mass, it became Tameh. And Truma Tameh is for sure not good. Why not? Because nobody can eat Truma Tameh. Right, Truma for a Kohen, that's of course okay. Truma Yisrael, there's a tzad, it's okay. Why? Because at the very least, a Kohen could eat it. And if a Kohen could eat it, that would be enough maybe even for Yisrael. But Truma Tameh, no one's allowed to eat. So the halacha is like this. If all of this happened, mid-ba'od yoyim, it happened while it was not Laila yet, meaning before Bein HaShemashas, for sure. But even if it happened during Bein HaShemashas, the halacha is Einoy Erev, Meshech HaShecha. If it happens once it becomes dark, so then the halacha is Harei Ze Erev, it's going to be an Erev. What's Pashup Shana of the Mishnah? Pashup Shana of the Mishnah is because Erev is Chal Bein HaShemashas. So if it was okay Bein HaShemashas, so then it's all good. If it was not okay, Bein HaShemashas, it's going to be a problem. Right, you can eat the Erev once it becomes Laila. You can eat the Erev once it's not Bein HaShemashas anymore. So if it was Nisraf, if a Gal fell on top of it, there's no reason that should be a problem. So really what matters is, what was its status during Bein HaShemashas? Zok the Mishnah. This is where it gets interesting. Safek. What would be if you have a Safek? You're not sure when this happened. You're not sure when it was Niskalgil. You're not sure when the Gal fell on top of it. You're not sure when it was Nisraf. You're not sure when the Truma became Tomei. Ramei, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Reza, Chamorga. Ramei, Rabbi Yehuda said that you have to look at your situation as a Chamor Gamel. So this is a term that we're going to become acquainted with. And that basically means that it's a Safek. Meaning it's a Safek. I'm not sure. I don't know if you have an Erev. I don't know if you don't have another Erev. And you have to look at it as if you're leading a donkey and leading a camel. So Rashi says that people that used to lead donkeys led it from behind. A person that led a gamel would lead it from in front. So if you're leading a donkey and you're leading a camel at the same time, you're really going nowhere fast. So the problem is that you're sort of stuck in between, right? And that's the whole idea. The idea is we don't know where your Makom Shvisa is. We don't know if your Makom Shvisa is your house, or if your Makom Shvisa is your Erev. And as a result, you end up getting the worst of both worlds, because you always have to be chayish that maybe this is my Erev, that maybe that's my Erev. And just to clarify the point, is that when a person makes an Erev Tchumen, it's not the pshat you get more than Alpaya Marma. The pshat is your Makom Shvisa just moves. So instead of your Alpaya Marma being from your residence, your Alpaya Marma is from where your Suda is. But the point is, at the end of the day, you still get Alpaya Marma. So right now, being that I'm not sure if I have an Erev, I don't have an Erev, so I end up getting the worst of both worlds. This might be my Makom Shvisa, that might be my Makom Shvisa. So if there's any area that overlaps between the two Eruvim, yeah, that's great. But anything that is outside the scope of either one of the two Mokoymos of Shvisa, those areas, I will not be able to travel. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Oimrim, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon argued. They said, Sofik Erev, Kosh. Omer Rabbi Yosef said, Aftumis Hey. Aftumis testified, Mishum Chamishas Kenim, in the name of five elders, Al Sofik Erev Shakasher, that a Sofik Erev is going to be Kosher. So in other words, we have a major machlekes between Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda on the one hand, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon on the other hand, Gedoyle Atanoim. How you view a Sofik Erev Tchumen? Do you look at a Sofik Erev Tchumen, you go to Chumra? Or do you look at a Sofik Erev Tchumen, you can go to Kula? Ramei, Rabbi Yehuda said, Hareza Chamor Gamol. It's one big Sofik. Michumra, you're going to have to be Chayish, that maybe this is your Makom Shvisa. You're going to have to be Chayish, maybe that's your Makom Shvisa. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon said, Sofik Erev, there's a Koyach that Tera. The halacha is, it's going to be Kasha. Zok Digimara. So the Mishnah gave four examples of where if something would happen to the Erev, it'd be a problem. If it happened, it'd be okay. If it's a Safik, we have a major machloikis tana. What was the first of these examples? Niskalgal chutz l'tchum. So if somebody planted an Erev and it went outside the tchum, the halach is, it's a problem. On my Rav said, that's only true if it rolled more than four amas of where you placed it. If it rolled within dalad amas, then you don't have to worry about it. Why? Because the Erev is koina, it's dalad amas around it. It's viewed as a reshus hayachid le'inyan Erevin. Where did we have that? On the bottom of daf lamed beis on the beis. We spoke about that in detail. But the point is, there's an idea in Masechtas Erevin that the dalad amas surrounding the Erev is viewed as one big reshus. So if it moves within that dalad amas area, it's as if it didn't really move. And even if it's outside of the tchum, it doesn't bother me. Because as long as it's within the dalad amas of where I originally plant in my ear. Not for the love of Gaal. The Gemara is assuming that when this gal, all these stones, fell on top of the Erev, it was a situation where if you want to remove the stones, you can remove it. So what's the Gemara's kasha? What's the big deal? So why is this a problem? Why if a gal falls on top of the Erev, is that a problem? Meaning, what's the issue? It happened in Ba'ud Yoim. That's an issue? Why can't you just move it? So you're going to tell me, it's mukta, I guess, the stones are mukta, but mukta is only an issue of the Rabbanon. So Leibim HaSis and the Leikir Rebbe, is the mission of Leikir Rebbe? Yikir Rebbe, Yom HaKadovah Shum Mishum Shvus, Leikos Rola Ben HaShmashis, right? Rebbe was the topic of the last two dafen. And we know Rebbe Shita, that anything that's awesome Mishum Shvus, Leikos Rola Ben HaShmashis. So why are we worried about mukta? Why is this Hu B'Makam Echa Ve'Ruv B'Makam Echa? Well, because he can't get the Erev because it's covered by stones? Move the stones! Oh, you're talking about mukta. Bein hashmashes. It's not mukta, bein hashmashes. And by the way, even though we spoke out from the Chassam Sofer in his psicha to Masechtes Bey, it brings a Rashi Bey, that pays him the base, that there's a mukta deiraisa. But even the mukta deiraisa is the Isra Achila. But there's no Isra Tiltal midairaisa. And even though Nehemiah ben Chachalya and Shloim and David, again, not midairaisa. Divrei Kabbalah, Divrei Nevi'im, midairaisa nish. So the bottom line is there is no Isra Tiltal mukta midairaisa. So it's a shvos. If it's a shvos, why is it a problem? So the Gemara says, unless you'll tell me the Mishnah is the Leikir Rebbe. Now, if you remember, we were flip-flopping as far as the Mishnah. The Mishnah Daf Lamed Beis Amid Beis was Rebbe. The Mishnah Daf Lamed Dalet Amid Beis, the first Mishnah, was the Rabbanon. So are we again going to have to pick and choose and say that this Mishnah is also going according to Rabbanon? Not like Rebbe, the Gemara says, no, filo tebe ki Rebbe, like tzricha deboi mara v'chatzina. It's talking about where you needed a big tool in order to move these stones. Okay. So what? So the Gemara doesn't explain. And the truth is, this is a major discussion in the Rishonim and the Achronim and in the world of Rei. This is an often quoted line. That because you need a Marav Echatzina, somehow that changes everything. And if you need a tool to remove stones, now somehow it involves not a Shvus, it involves a real Issa Deiraisa. But the Gemara is very sussum. It's not clear. So if you look in the Rishonim seem to say that this would be a problem of Boina. And they shtel to a Gemara Masechta Shabbos, where the Gemara says that if you have a big pile of dirt in your house and you remove the dirt, it could be you're going to be chayav mishum boina. That's what the Gemara says. Because you're smoothing out the floor in your house, maybe. So again, the Rishonim and Achronim struggle a little bit to understand why this would flip and suddenly become a deraisa. But you have to make an akimta where moving the stones is not only awesome with Rabbanu, it was actually awesome with deraisa. So the bottom line is the first two examples that the Mishnah gave for this problematic Erev was Niskalgul Chutz L'Tchum or Nafal Olav Gal. And the Gemara says, V'tzrichi indeed, Baltitan, Niskalgul, I don't say Niskalgul, Mishnah Gul Esagabay, because it's physically not here. Av Nafal Olav Gal, the Isagabay, but with the Gal fell on top of it, it's within the Tchum, Emil Av Erev, you think it's better. Vitan, Nafal Olav Gal, Hadabit said Nafal Olav Gal, Mishnah Mechsi, because it's covered. And the bottom line is, you can't uncover it. Av Niskalgul, but in the case where it rolls outside the Tchum, just like it rolled out of the Tchum, it could always roll back. Zimnin dasi zika, a wind might come, and it's going to bring it back in. Say, maybe you would think it is an Erev. Tzricha, there's a special chiddush in each one. That's why the Mishnah mentioned. But then the Mishnah gave another two cases. Right? Usually the Gemara will bring all four akintas and then work out all the tzrichas. Two tzrichas, and then another two and another tzricha. But either way, the Mishnah said, in Nisraf, either the Erev got burnt, or it was Truma v'netmas, you need a comma between Nisraf and Truma, or it was Truma v'netmas, these are another two examples of where all the halachas of the Mishnayos were negates. Why do you need this? The Gemara says, Tana Nisraf, Loidiyacha, Koicha, the Rabbi Yossi. The reason we mentioned Nisraf was to tell me the Chiddush and Rabbi Yossi, and Tana Truma v'netmas, Loidiyacha, Koicha, the Rabbi Meir, to tell me a Chiddush and Rabbi Meir. Meaning Rabbi Yossi was the one that was Mekel. In the event where you have a suffix when exactly this Erev went bad, you would have thought that in the case of Nisraf, so maybe over there, where there's a tzad, it wasn't even here, it didn't even exist. So maybe there Rabbi Yossi would agree that you should be machmer, kamash malon, that even where there's a sofik nisraf, it's going to be okay. And faker, in the case of Truma v'netmas, where it was vadai here, the question only is whether it was tamei or not, mibayidayim. So you would think maybe over there a mayor would be mekel. So leidiyacha, koichad a mayor, we told us both cases. Zok to Gemara. Does Ramea really hold that misafik, you're supposed to go to Chumra? So again, we have a machloikis, Ramea and Rabbi Yudah on the one side, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon on the other side, where you have an Erev that went bad. It was Niskal Gochutz L'Tchum, Nafal Olav Gal, it was Nisrab, Chumim and Nitmas, and you don't know if it happened with Boyd Yoim or if it happened with Meshech HaShecha. There's a suffix when exactly this happened. Ramea and Rabbi Yudah said, Hareza Chamor Gamal, meaning you have to go to Chumra. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon said a chiddush. Sofik Erev, the halacha is kosher. So Gemara is focusing first on Rabbi Meir and then on Rabbi Yosi. Even though there's four Tanah mentioned in the Mishnah, there's Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehud on the one hand, and there's Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon on the other hand. But the Gemara is going to address Rabbi Meir as being the machmer in the sugya, and Rabbi Yosi as being the makel in the sugya. And the Gemara is going to varf a little bit. Shitas Rabbi Meir, shitas Rabbi Yosi. So the Gemara, Sofik Rabbi Meir, speaking lechumra. Does Rabbi Meir really hold that misafik you go lechumra? Time we learned in the Mishnah, Tomei sheyarad litvoil, a Tomei that went into a mikvah to be toivel. Sofik toivel, sofik toivel, sofik whether he was toivel or if he wasn't toivel. So what's the suffix? So you can pick an example. Maybe there's a suffix if he had a chatzitza. We're not sure. It was a good tefillah or it wasn't a good tefillah. Or what would be v'afil utava? You know for sure he was toivel. But suffix toivel bar bramsa, suffix loy toivel bar bramsa. There was a suffix whether the mikvah had the requisite shear of 40 sa. The chen shnei mikvahs. Another example, there were two mikvahs. B'achas yesh bar bramsa, b'achas ein bar bramsa. One had 40, one had v'tava b'achas, man. He was toivel in one. And if any of that, b'ezim and tava, he doesn't know which one he toivel. Talach is sfeik oitame. Misafik, you're going to be machmir, and this person is going to end up being tamei. Medvar Mamurin says the Mishnah. By the way, this is a Mishnah in the second parak of Mesechtes Mikvois, another Tahiris Mishnah that's quoted on our daf and in dafin throughout Shas. So when is this true? Betumah Chamura. That's only if it's a tumah de rice. Avo betumah kala, tumah de rabbanon. Good. Sheochal oichlin tmeiim. What's an example of a tumah de rabbanon? He ate oichl. That's tamei. Halacha is that if you eat food, you can't become tummy. The Rabbanon, however, a certain shit, you could be tummy. Or Mishas a mashkin, you drank a mashkin that was tummy. Another way to become tummy with the Rabbanon is Vaba Roishay Verubai, the Mayim Shuvim. This is one of the Yotchest Varim. If somebody goes Roishay Verubai into Mayim Shuvim, even if he was tar, he becomes tummy. Oi, Shenafle Al Roishay Vaal Rubai Shloishaluga Mayim Shuvim. Similar halacha. If someone didn't go into a mikvah, but rather the water was dumped on him, Roichai Verubai, three lugin of Mayim Shuvim. The halacha is, say, there, those are examples of a tumah kala. So what's the halacha? If you're a litpoil, if this person now went to be toivel, sofik tovel, sofik tovel, sofik, let's say if there was a chatzitz or not. Fafilu tovel, or even if you know for sure he was toivel, sofik tovel bar bamsa, sofik loy tovel bar bamsa. Vichain shnei mikvois, bachas yesh bar bamsa, vachas ein bar bamsa. Vitovel ba'achas mehen, the enio dea be'ezimen tovel. The halacha is, sveikoi tahar, misofik tahar, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi says in all of the cases the halacha is tamei. So what did we just do? So we had a long Mishnah in Mesechtes Mikvois that mentions a machloikis between the Tana Kama and between Rabbi Yosi. Now the Tana Kama, Rashi says, is Rabbi Meir in this sugya, and the reason is because it's a stam Mishnah, and stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. So the point is that you have really a machloikis, not just a Tana Kama and Rabbi Yosi, but you have a machloikis Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yosi. So again, what's the machloikis? You had somebody that was tameh, and he has a suffix whether or not he did a tefillah. What was the suffix? Three examples. Either he went into a mikveh, he might have had a chatzitza, might have not had a chatzitza. He went into a mikveh, could be there was a bamsa, could be there was no a bamsa. Or he went into a mikveh, but there were two mikvahs. One was a good one, one wasn't a good one. He's not sure which one he went into. So it says, Rabbi Meir, it depends. If he had a real tumah, then the halach is he's going to be tamei misafik. If the tumah that he had was a tumah kala, so then the halach is he's going to be okay. What's tumah kala? A tumah derabana. The Mishnah gave examples of a tumah derabana. If he was only tamei derabana, no, that misafik, you have nothing to worry about. Rabbi Yosi says, no, you're always going to be tamei. What's Pashup Shana Rameya Shita? Oh, it's very simple. If the tumah is a tumah deraisa, sveiki deraisa, you go lechumra. If it's a tumah derabanan, sveiki derabanan, you go lekula. What's the kasha? In our Mishnah, Rabbi Meir is machmir by sofik erev tchumin. What's erev tchumin? Is it a din deraisa or is it a din derabanan? The iser for a person to go outside the tchum. The Gemara assumes it's an iser derabanan. So freit the Gemara, chabastirin Rabbi Meir. Here have a Rabbi Meir that says if someone's tamei midrabanan, he has a sofik tfila, the halacha is he's tar. Because misofik you go lekula. In our Mishnah, sofik erev tchumin, Rabbi Meir said you go lechumra. Zach the Gemara, kasava Rabbi Meir tchumin deraisin in. Meir holds Tchumen's Day Raisa. And being there, a Meir holds that Tchumen's Day Raisa, so it's Geschmack. So this is not Doima to the safe of the Mishnah Mikvois. This is Doima to the ration of the Mishnah Mikvois. Meaning, this is an example of a tumma chamura, so to speak. This is a din day raisa. By day raisa, you go to chumah. Zok tumah, v'savir ameh, tchumah day raisa. Because that's where ameh holds tchumah day raisa. By the time we learn to the Mishnah, eni yachal avliyoy. So the Mishnah over there, we're going to discuss this in greater detail in the coming prakim. But the context over there is, how exactly that used to establish the tchum. So there were special ropes that they had. There was a whole system. It was a whole pachkerai in terms of how they set the tchum. And every city had to have a tchum. You had to know, ad kan, right? This, you had to know how far you're allowed to go. And they used to set the tchum using, they had ropes that were 50 amas long, and that was the way they knew how to go ahead and make the tchum. The question is, what happens if the people that are in charge, the vad, they're making the tchum, and all of a sudden they come to a mountain? So what are you supposed to do with the mountains? So the halacha is like this. It's a Mishnah. So Shamati, I heard that they used to be Mekadrim. You know, what you do is you don't measure up the mountain, down the mountain, but rather what you do is you make believe there was a hole in the mountain. You groove a hole in the mountain, imaginary, and you somehow try to use your imagination and try to figure out exactly where the tchum is supposed to be. This is a very big kula. It's a tremendous kula. Otherwise, you'd have to go up the entire mountain, down the entire mountain. You're going to eat up a lot of space. You're not going to have a very far range of tchum if you're going to do that. Now, the Gemara says, if you're going to tell me tchum is deiraisa, me mekadrin, could you do this for Amar Rab Nachman, Amar Rab Baravu, e mekadrin, loy bari mikla, loy b'egla rufa? When they used to measure the tchum for an air mikla, or they used to measure for the egla rufa, they weren't mekadrin. And the reason is, mepnei she'en shel toira, because it's a deiraisa. So you see that the only time when mekadr is for the rabbanans, not for deiraisas. Rab Meir said that they used to be mekadr by tchum. It must be because he holds tchum in his the Rabbanon. So how could you answer the stira in Rav Meir by saying Kasava Rav Meir Tchumen's the Raisa Luchura? We know for sure Rav Meir holds that Tchumen's the Rabbanon. So the Gemara Lekasha Hadi Day Hadi Rabbe. Rav Meir himself in our Mishnah holds Tchumen's the Raisa. That's why Rav Meir was machmer by Sofer Geir. The Rav Meir that said that your Mekader, he was saying it over in the name of his Rebbe. What was the lashon again? Amar Rab Dustoy Rav Yana Mishum Rav Meir Shamati. You know who said Shamati? Rav Meir said Shamati. Deikonami, Diktoni, Bezu, Amar Rab Dustoy, Rab Yanei, Mishum Rav Meir, Shamati, Shemekadrin Baharin. Rav Meir said, Chav Gehert. He didn't hold that way. Because he understood that was all predicated on Tchumen being the Rabbanon, and really Rav Meir's sheet is that Tchumen's the Iraisa, Shma Mi, no, Zokti Gemara, Verami, the Iraisa, Ad Iraisa, the Rav Meir. But the Gemara says we have a stira in Rav Meir alone, meaning we're talking about Rav Meir. Rav Meir's sheet that when you have a Sofik Erev or you have a Sofik Toma, we're dealing with a Dindai Raisa, that Lach is you go to Chumra. Zok to Gemara, is that true that Rav Meir holds that every time you have a Dindai Raisa, you go to Chumra to Tanan? We have another Mishnah, and this is also Mesachtis Tyrus. Tyrus Perikei Mishnah Zayin, also in Seder Tyrus, I should say. Naga Be'echad, we had Zovin, Mekvois, and Tyrus. So if somebody touched somebody at night, Veni Yodeim Chayimeis, and he didn't know if the person was alive or he was dead. Ulamacha, the next morning, Hishkim, he woke up, Matzai Meis, and he found that this person wasn't alive. Rameir Metai, Rameir says that Allah is going to, this person is tar. The Chachamim Metamin, the Chachamim say this person is going to be Tameh. Rameir holds the person is Tameh, Tahar, and the reason is because we assume that that person had a cheskas chai, even though now you woke up in the morning and he was dead, but we assume he was probably alive at the time. Chum say he's going to be tameh. If right now you found the person dead, you have to assume that he was always dead. Now, we're dealing over here with Tumas Meis. Tumas Meis is, of course, a Tumas Deiraisa. And still Rav Meir holds, and when you have a Sofik Tumas Meis, you go Lekula. Now, Rav Meir doesn't just frivolously say, when you have a Sofik, you go Lekula. What Rav Meir say? There's a you have a Sofik, so you use a chazaka. What's the chazaka? This person was alive. He has a cheskes chai. So if he has a cheskes chai, let's assume he was alive. So what's the kasha? Let's just focus in on one point. Our Mishnah said a lot of things. Mishnah gave four examples. One of the examples were, you had truma tahira. The truma tahira became tameh. Once it's tameh, it's not roi lachil even for kayanim. Forget sumchis the chachamim. Nobody holds it's going to be a good air. You just don't know when it happened. You don't know if it happened by yoyim. If you don't know if it happened meshech hashecha. So what's the halacha misafik? Rameh said you go to chumra. Why? Oh, because he holds tchumin's day rice. So it's a safik day rice. Kasha is, why don't you say chazaka? Why don't you say the truma has a cheskas taira? It is a chazaka that it was charged. Just like the person has a cheskas chai, the truma has a cheskas taira. So it should be okay. I'm Rabbi Yirmiya. So Rabbi Yirmiya said something that at first glance is going to be hard to understand. He said mishnasenu shahaya munacha leo sheret. Kol Bein Hashmashes. Now the Mishnah is talking about there was a sheretz there, the whole Bein Hashmashes. Read the Gemara. It was there, the whole Bein Hashmashes. He hachi ba'al lemir Rabbi Yosi Safik Erev Kasher. Then it's not a suffix. So how could Rabbi Yossi say it's going to be okay? The whole idea is we don't know when it became tame. If there was a sheretz on the truma, the entire Bein HaShemash, said then there's no suffix. If there's no suffix, we're not having this conversation. There's no Rabbi Yossi. So what's Pashim Shat? So the Gemara says Rabba v'Rav Yosef, like another Aleph. The Amri Travai, they clarified, meaning that it's not a new teretz. They said, let me tell you what the Grace Rabbi Yirmiyot meant. What he meant to say was like this: Hacha b'shtei kite eden maskino. And I mean, we're jumping right into Ksubas here, talking about where this wasn't just a suffix in the Velta, right? But rather, there were two kite eden. This is like a real lamdasha erivin case. Achas oimeres, one group of eden, Reuven and Shimon said mibayd yom nitma. That you want to know when the truma became tummy? I saw the sheretz. I saw it land on the truma, and it happened mibayd yom. It was still day when it happened. The achas oimeres, and the other one said, no, it happened after it was already dark. So it's a suffix, true, it's a suffix, but it's a different type of suffix. It's a suffix that's not based on us just not having a clue of what happened. It's a suffix based on two very strong-minded opinions on the two sides. You have a peer of Edom on one side, you have a peer of Edom on the other side. So what changed? So just because the suffix is not just, I don't know, but the suffix is two Edom say Azoy, and two Edom say Azoy. Now all of a sudden you have to go to Chumra. What was the kasha? The kasha is where Meir holds when you have a suffix, even Midei Raisa, you go Basa Chazaka. That's Rameir Shita. Rameir said that you can use Chazaka. Suffik chai, suffik meis, the person has a cheskes chai, you can use the chazaka lekulo. So the question was, use the chazaka that the truma was tired. The teretz is, shtei kitei eidim. Okay, you just added a nice piece of information to what the suffik was, but at the end of the day, I have a suffik. The teretz is, because it's a major machloikis in shas, treu trei, sveiki dei raisa, or treu trei, sveiki dei rabon. The mandama that holds treu trei, sveiki dei raisa holds, that there's a difference between a suffik that's established, because two eidim are saying one thing, versus two eidim saying something else, as opposed to any other suffik. When the suffik is geboit on kitei eidim, there, it's a much stronger suffik. And even midai raisa, you cannot resolve a suffix like that using a chazaka. Treyu trey sveika de raisa means that midai raisa, you can't use a chazaka. Midrabanan, maybe you could. But midai raisa, it's a sveika. That's what it means. Treyu trey is sveika. So blight that suffix midai raisa. As opposed to what? I've added to suffix. No, as opposed to chazaka, it doesn't work. The mandam that holds treyu trey sveika de rabanan holds that no, you could midai raisa use a chazaka. In other words, the machloik is between Rameyer and Yosi in our Mishnah is, or Rameh, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah, is Treya Trey Sveika De Raisa, or is Treya Trey Sveika De Rabbana. We weren't talking about an ordinary suffix. We were talking about whether it was a Treya Trey. Rameh holds, I agree, ordinarily I would use a Chazaka. Problem is, I can't use a Chazaka over here, because it's a suffix of Treya Trey. Whereas Rabbi Yosi holds that even if it's a suffix of Treya Trey, you can anyways use Chazaka, and Rabbi Yosi anyways seems to hold Chum and De Rabbana, as we'll see soon. But the point is that the very least, as it relates to Shitas Rameya, the reason you can't use a chazaka is because we're dealing with a situation of trey trey. Rava said a different teretz. Again, what's Rava coming to answer? This last question. The question was that we established that Rameya, who's machmer by a suffik erev tchumen in our Mishnah, is machmer because he holds tchumen's deiraisa. The kasha is, even if he holds tchumen deiraisa, what happened to chazaka? What happened to the halacha of chazaka? And we know Rameir holds chazaka because Rameir said, in the case where a guy wakes up in the morning, he touched somebody at night and he saw this person was dead, and at night he wasn't sure if he was alive or dead, the halacha is his tar, because he have a chazaka. So, if you have a chazaka here, why don't you have a chazaka over there? So Rava said it's a little bit different. Hasam trei chazaki lekulo. In that case, where the person was safek naga, there's two chazakas. Number one, the mace himself has a chazaka that he was alive. Number two, the negeya, the person who's touching, has a chazaka that he's tar. The hacha, in our Mishnah, there's only one chazaka. Chada chazaka, lekulo. So we have two chazakas there, yeah. We have one chazaka now. Rashi adds that Rava's going with the oikimta of Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. He's going with the oikimta that we're talking about shtei kitei edem ha-makhish zu azu. Because Avada Rameir holds that if it was a regular safik, Avada, all you would need is one chazaka. The reason there's a distinction between one chazaka and two chazakas is because we're going vital with the same hanacha, that it was shtei kitei edem. The chiddush is that we assume till now if it's shtei kitei edem, then chazaka is never going to work. It's true, one chazaka is not going to work. But Rava's being mechadish is that if you have two chazakas, the two chazakas are going to work. But just to finish the Gemara, says the Gemara, Kashad Rabbi Yosi, Ad Rabbi Yosi. So up until now, we were discussing Rameir Shita. Again, in the Mishnah, there were four Tanot. There was Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda on the one hand. There was Rav Yosi, Rav Shimon on the other hand. Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda hold Safik Erev Tchumen, the halach is you go l'chum. Rav Yosi, Rav Shimon hold Safik Erev Tchumen, you go l'kula. And the Gemara jumped on Rav Meir Shita. Why would Rav Meir hold l'kula? The Gemara assumed Tchumen is a din d'rabbanan. Rav Meir Shita is that Sveik d'rabbanan, you go l'kula. So the Gemara says, false assumption. Rav Meir holds Tchumen's day rice. Doesn't hold Tchumen's day rabbanan. He holds Tchumen's day rice. Okay. Even if Rav Meir holds Tchumen's day rice, there was a part B to the Amid Beis. And that was, what happened to Chazaka? Doesn't Rav Meir hold the Chazaka? You know he holds the Chazaka. So the Gemara made an Akimta. You have to say there's no chazaka. What do you mean? The case of Truman ben Tmas, there's no chazaka. The Truman has a cheskas Torah. Shteki teyedim trey sveikah day rice. But there was also a Rabbi Yose, because the Gemara brought in the Mishnah Mesechtes Mikvois, where the Tame went into the mikvah, whatever the suffix was. We have a suffix now whether he became tahar or he didn't become tahar. And whereas Rav Meir was mechalik between whether the person's Tame midday rice or Tame midday rabbanon, Rabbi Yosi wasn't a chalik. Rabbi Yosi said he's always going to be Tameh. That was Rabbi Yosi Shita. Rabbi Yosi Mitameh. So the question is, Lechura, we have a steer in Rabbi Yosi. Because in that Mishnah, Mesechtes Mikvois, Rabbi Yosi seems to hold that it's always going to be a problem. In our Mishnah, Rabbi Yosi says, Safik Erev is going to be Kasha. And even if you tell me that Erev is a derabanan, but still, Rabbi Yosi seems to be machmer even by a derabanan, because the Mishnah Mikvayis was discussing someone who's tame tuma chamura, which is a tuma deraisa, or a tuma kala, which is a tuma derabanan. So this seems to be no way out. In Rav Meir, we had a way out that Rav Meir holds tumin's deraisa. He was only makel by a tuma derabanan, but over here, Rabbi Yosi is machmer side by tuma deraisa, side by tuma derabanan. So why is he makel by Yerevin? So the Gemara, Amar Afuna bar Chinina, Shani tuma, tuma is different. Tumah is different because even a tumah derabanan is still a sif cotton in a parsha deraisa. Because there's something called tumah midiraisa and there's something called tumah midirabanan. But even tumah derabanan has a yichus in that it's part of a deraisa de parsha. And as a result, it's more chamar as opposed to what? As opposed to tchumen. Faith the Gemara, Shabbos nami deraisa. Shabbos is not deraisa because of Rabbi Yosi tchumen derabanan. No, tchumen is derabanan. So, a very interesting point that's going to segue into tomorrow's raid, Bezos Hashem. And that is that Rabbi Yosi holds Chumas Rabbanon, but not only does he hold Chumas Rabbanon, it doesn't even have an Iker Minat Torah. There's no Sheiches to a Din Dairaisa. And as a result, he holds that even though he's Machmer by certain Rabbanons, that's only where it has an Iker Minat Torah. But if it doesn't have an Iker Minat Torah, they're not. Iba Yosei Menachat Teretz Hadi Dei Hadi Rabbe. It could be the Rabbi Yosi in Mikvayis was his own Shita. The Rabbi Yosi in our Mishnah, he was saying over in the name of his Rabbi, Dei Kanami, Tani, I'm Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi said, "Avtum is hayed mishum chamishas kenim shesafik erev kasher shmamina." So you see that he was just saying it over in the name of Avtumas. Incidentally, the lashon haGemara is Hadi Day Hadi Rabbe, meaning where Rabbi Yosi said over in the name of Avtumas, he was quoting his Rabbi. Rabbi Kiveger asks if he was his Rabbi, how did he call him by his name? Avtum is hayed mishum. I'm Rabbi Yosi. Avtumas. The Gemara said Hadi Day Hadi Rabbe. L'chayr, if he was his Rabbi, how was he able to call him Avtumas? Rabbi Kiveger's kasha. Rabba, my Rabbi says a third teretz. Hasam ayinu time the Rabbi Yosi. Pshat in Rabbi Yosi is because hemet tamei al cheskasa. If eim aloy tava. The reason Rabbi Yosi holds by Mikvahs, you go to Chumrah, is because the person has a cheskas Toma. He was Tameh, right? And now he went into the mikvah. See, even where he was only Tameh midrabanan, but at the end of the day, there's a chazaka. Because it's a chazaka, that's why he's going to be Tameh. Faith to Gemara, Adarabu, Hemid, Mikvah, cheskas, Soiv, Emeloi, Chasar. Why are you going based on the chazaka of the person? Maybe go based on the chazaka of the mikvah. So the Gemara says, but mikvah shalay nimna. Maybe we're talking about where you had a mikvah that it was never established as being a kosher mikvah. Meaning in the case where you had a kosher mikvah and now it was noilat asafik, then maybe you're right. And maybe this chazaka would be in the reverse. But hakam and mayaskinon, we're talking about where there was a mikvah that you never measured. It was never established as being tar. It was never established as being tar. It's for that reason it's going to be okay. So I don't know if we're going to have time to get into this week. So just in case we don't, we just have to mention the ha'ara. We've referred to Erev and Daflamin Hay in the past. We meaning as a chabura. And we spoke at major rate regarding one nekuda that comes out of this Gemara. Mamish epic lamda shere. That is a Pnei Yeshua's kasha. Pnei Yeshua asks a kasha. We know Rav Meir Shita in Shas is that Rav Meir is Chayish L'miyuta. Rav Meir is Chayish L'miyuta. It's Rav Meir Shita. Rav Meir is Chayish L'miyuta. Akri Rabban Lahatois. Beruba de Isa come on for sure. The Gemara says in Chulun Daf Yud Aleph that even Beruba de Lesa come on, you go by Sir Rav. Rav Meir holds by Beruba de Lesa come on, there's no Rav. And the reason is because Beruba de Lesa come on, We're always chayes lemiuta. Freak the Pnei Yeshua Kasha. Everyone knows the halacha. Ruba v'chazaka, ruba adif. So if ruba v'chazaka, ruba adif, roiv is better than chazaka, then it should come out in math that if Rameir is chayes lemiuta, meaning Rameir doesn't hold that you go baser roiv, Rameir shouldn't hold of chazaka either. Because ruba v'chazaka is doch ruba adif. If that's the case, it should come out that Rameir doesn't hold of chazaka. So the Pnei Yeshua asks this kasha in Perek Pesul and Nisus. In the first Perek in Masechet Ksubas in the Kuntres Acher. So it said the Pnei Yeshua when he was learning Ksubas. He said, when you're learning Erevin, this is easy. But he said this when he was learning Ksubas. He said, does Rameir hold of Chazaka? He says, Chab ein sugi in Shas, where it's klar Rameir holds of Chazaka. He said, ayin Erevin daflam in Erevin this. Where the Gemara was mefalfel in Rameir Shita, Stiris in Rameir, and it would emerge from the Gemara, Rameir holds of Chazaka. Sofik Naga, Sofik Loi Naga, this is Alok of Chazaka. One Chazaka, two Chazakas, trace, fake it, they raisa, all the Gemaras. But this is one sugi in Shas that the Pnei Yeshua had. Amazing. In Gans Shas, the Pnei Yeshua had one Gemara that Rameir holds a Chazaka. So afraid the Pnei Yeshua, he says, Echfashtenish. If Rameir is Chayish Lomiyuta, that means Rameir doesn't hold that you go Basarayv. And Ruba, the Chazaka, Ruba Adiv, so you shouldn't hold of Chazaka either. Raiv is better than Chazaka. So Vahaloi Kavachaymer, Madach Raiv, which is so good. Rameir doesn't hold of Chazaka, he certainly shouldn't hold of. And you have a Mefurish Gemara, the Rameir holds that you go Basar Chazaka. We'll leave with that kasha.